Dylan and Blod Talk About Di, written by Peter Huntley.
Did you hear about Di?
No.
Oh.
Why?
The Pope has declared him to be the Son of God.
Well, that'll be nice for him.
Oh, yes. Enjoys a bit of attention, does Di?
So can he do miracles, then?
Well, he can juggle a bit.
I remember. He's quite a good juggler.
It's because he's got small balls.
You'd have thought the Messiah would have large balls.
Well, you'd think so. But Di's balls are smaller, so he can toss them further.
That's a bit of a metaphor for the world now.
Really, Dylan? A metaphor?
Yes, Blood, a metaphor. If Di's the Son of God, then he'll have the world on his shoulders.
Can he do anything else?
Well, he can turn invisible.
What, when people are looking?
No, only while they're blinking. Di says he learnt the trick after he found a special ring in a lake.
A ring?
A ring.
It wasn't the one ring. Forged to rule over the dwarves, elves and men. Hunted by 9 horse-riding demons and a small, strange grey creature that's lost its precious, was it?
Yes, it was.
Oh!
And does it have to be thrown into an active volcano to stop the whole world descending into evil and chaos and rampaging orcs?
How did you know?
The Pope told me.
Oh.
So when did Di find this ring?
Last month.
Did he set off for the volcano yet?
Got back last week.
Where from?
Ipswich.
Ipswich?
Ipswich.
I thought you said they went to a volcano.
Yes.
But there's no volcano in Ipswich.
How do you know?
What?
Have you ever been to Ipswich?
No.
So how do you know?
Well, everyone knows there isn't a volcano in Ipswich.
Ah, well, it's a closely guarded secret.
So how do you know about it?
The Pope told me.
So, how can a volcano be secret? It's a bloody big mountain.
Well, you didn't know about it, so it must be a successful secret.
What's it called?
Mount Doom.
Mount Doom of Ipswich?
Mount Doom of Ipswich.
Oh. Well, I had noticed the absence of rampaging orcs. I thought maybe it was a seasonal thing. 1 week, orcs all over the place causing havoc with their rampage, and the next week they've all disappeared.
They do help the local economy, though. They buy lots of little gifts in the village gift shop. They like to take home little mementos of the places they've rampaged through.
What, like the personalised pencils?
Oh, especially the personalised pencils. I don't know what it is about orcs, but they do like a good personalised pencil.
I thought that orcs didn't have names, though.
Oh, they have names. They're just unpronounceable.
Oh, unpronounceable, are they?
Yes, unpronounceable. Like Herjugui.
You pronounce that very well.
Well, when I say unpronounceable, I mean only unpronounceable in English. I said it in Welsh.
What is it in English?
The same, but unpronounceable.
Oh.
Actually, those orcs were quite personable. I got chatting to a couple of them in the village high street. In between them decapitating Jenkins the butcher and firing crossbow volleys at the people in the post office.
Oh, yes.
Yes. They were telling me all about their families back home and...
Fired you guys.
The older one was telling me about his angina and how he was going to have to retire from rampaging soon.
Now there's a shame.
Yes. And the Jewish one, Blagrabrubub Goldstein, was saying how difficult it was to get time off for Rosh Hashanah and how when all the other orcs were eating pig's haul, he had to make do with rabbit.
It's always difficult trying to conform.
It's not easy being a bloodthirsty orc. Especially once Di wiped them out.
Give Di credit. Not every man is capable of genocide.
He did it because he cares.
Oh, yes. He's a very caring man, as Di.
Oh, yes. He always helps me carry the shopping home from the supermarket. He's caring like that. It's why I love him.
I love him too. Though not in a homosexual way.
Well, if you ever change your mind about that, let Di know, won't you?
I will.
There's nothing like a good dose of homosexuality to give a man a confident stride. That and prunes. Preferably both.
Though not at the same time.
Although don't tell the Pope about it. He'd kill you. He doesn't like homosexuality. Or prunes.
Well, Di would save me. Isn't the Messiah supposed to bring people back from the dead?
Like who?
That Lazarus bloke.
Wasn't he James Bond?
That's him, George Lazarus.
I didn't know he was dead.
There you go. Di's performing miracles already.
Oh.
So what'll Di do now that he's an all-powerful celestial being?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe right some wrongs.
Which wrongs in particular?
Well, like sweatshops.
But aren't sweatshops part of the culture of capitalist globalization, where the poor and downtrodden are exploited by faceless corporations for profit and to assuage the materialism of Western civilization?
Yes.
But I like Western materialism. That's the point of living in the West.
Oh.
Perhaps we can persuade Di to right some other wrongs instead.
Well, maybe we could ask Di to reverse global warming and stop the world from flooding or turning into a desert.
Blood?
Yes, Dylan.
We're in Wales.
That we are, Dylan.
For 5 billion years, whatever the temperature of the rest of the planet, Wales has had a single climate.
Oh?
Rain.
Oh.
And in another 5 billion years...
Yes?
It'll still be raining.
Oh. But Dylan...
Yes, Blood?
The Earth isn't 5 billion years old.
Why not?
Because Di is the new Messiah, which means that the Earth is only 5,000 years old.
How do you know that?
The Pope told me. Also, it says so in the Bible.
Oh, the Bible.
Yes. You add up all the ages of everyone in the Bible and you get to 5,000.
Oh.
And because God made the world in 7 days, the world is only 6 days older than Adam and Eve.
And is this true?
Well, it must be if Di's the new Messiah.
What about dinosaurs?
Well, apparently, God put fossils on Earth to confuse us.
So there weren't any dinosaurs?
Either that, or they were the friendly, cuddly sort that didn't eat people. But don't say that to Di.
Why not?
He'll have to smite you.
Smite me, will he?
Yes, smite.
I didn't think Di was the kind of person who went around smiting people who believe in dinosaurs.
Well, it's in his job description to smite the unbelievers.
I didn't know the Messiah had a job description.
Oh, everyone needs a job description nowadays. Apparently people aren't clever enough to do a job without other people telling them how to do it.
What else does his job description say?
Oh, stuff about judging the living and the dead, performing miracles, proving that dinosaurs are figments of our imagination, killing orcs.
Are you sure he didn't make the last one up due to his fondness for random violence?
Oh, no. Apparently the Pope was once ambushed by a horde of Uruk-hai hawks while visiting the Vatican lavatory in the middle of the night. Thousands of them there were.
So, if Di fulfills his job description, what are his promotional prospects?
Well, you can't get much higher than Messiah, really, can you?
Well, I don't know. He could found his own religion.
I don't think the Pope would be too happy about that.
He's the Messiah. He can't stop him.
He could if he crucified him.
Would the Pope crucify the Messiah?
Well, only if he breaks the rules.
What rules?
Like thinking in pure thoughts, killing people who aren't orcs, that sort of thing.
Oh.
Oh.
I think we'd better go and rescue Di and get him to resign.
Resign from the position of being the Messiah?
Why not? It's been done before.
Yes, and look what happened to him.
What happened to him?
No one knows who he is.
Who is he?
I don't know.
Don't you know?
No, I don't.
Oh.
Don't you know who the bloke who resigned from being the Son of God was?
Don't you know that?
That's what I said.
I don't know that either.
Don't you know that either?
No.
Well, if you don't know that and I don't know that, maybe it never happened.
Well, I don't know whether it happened or not. I just know that I don't know who he is. I mean, I might know who he is, but I don't know who he is because I don't know who he is.
Oh, who is?
What?
Dylan, we have to stop Di being crucified.
I agree.
There's only one option.
Crucify the Pope before he crucifies Di?
Oh, Dylan.
What?
I was hoping you'd say that.
Why?
Well, you know that German bloke you crucified earlier today on the rugby post crossbar?
Oh, Blood.
What?
You told me that was Adolf Hitler in a dress.
Did I?
It's a sin to lie.
It's a bigger sin to crucify the Messiah. I stopped the Pope from sinning.
By killing him?
In a holy way.
I'll say it was bloody holy. I broke 2 drill bits getting him up there.
Oh.
Blood?
Yes, Dylan.
Won't people be angry?
Not if we don't tell them about it.
I think they might notice that the Pope's gone missing.
Oh, don't worry. He only comes out at Christmas and Easter. We've got months till he'll be missed.
That's all right, then.